continue now from last week.
Where
we were speaking about neither male nor female. And how the gospel leads us to this place of freedom. Where there's not so much discrimination.
But
I had also opened up the topic of the question of how there's this competition between sexes, between male and female. And how people try to control one another. And I said that when you try to control someone, you try to control them either by intimidating them, or you do it through manipulation, a more subtle approach. And that started out between husband and wife, where Eve would try to control Adam, and in its extreme we see Jezebel controlling Ahab's life. And the Bible teaches us that this kind of manipulation is the same as witchcraft.
When
you try to control someone else, and you have not got God's appointed authority to do so, then you tend to try other mechanisms to get what you want and to have your way. And so in many cases, this idea of manipulation is actually common to society.
And
I promise to preach a bit more about it today. Because I believe we're living with this kind of witchcraft in our society. We think we got rid of the tribal and the witchcraft of worshiping idols. But there's still witchcraft happening in our homes and in our families.
Where people try to control one another.
Now parents have authority over their children. So they need to have order in the home. But how we achieve that order can be healthy or unhealthy. And God put into place authority relationships between husband and wife. And between parents and children. But we often disregard God's patterns and just try our own way to get what we want. And it starts when you're really small. Being a manipulator is in the sin nature. Children cry. Want something. They're going to make your life unpleasant until you give them what they want. And we have to teach our children that there's two kinds of crying. There's naughty crying.
Misle tuman matita.
When you're crying to have your way.
Refam tuman enom basa wono wansa notanen ni lala non tino waz.
And there's a different kind of crying which is good crying when you're hurt, when you're in pain.
De misi anku karazana tuman ana kraze tuman tsara refa marare nawa na marate nawa.
So I teach my children.
De sama penatan sanaku.
Like Joel now when she cries for something she wants.
Refa woto wotan Joel zora vam tuman izo misavata tino waz wa.
I say that's naughty crying, stop it. But some children don't listen to that. And they double the screaming and they start kicking their legs.
They
say, I'm going to embarrass you in public. I'm going to have a tantrum. They fall on the ground. They scream and they thrash. Because they're trying to control you. Now those are the kids that are like the overt, the intimidators. But Joel this morning was very clever. I'm still working a bit on my sermon. And she comes to me. And she says, what are you doing? I'm busy, Joel. I'm working. And she comes and she grabs my leg.
Puts
her arms around tight. Looks up at me with big eyes. Daddy, I don't want you to be busy. She's trying to be the sweet manipulator. I want your attention. And I'm
going
to pressurize you to give it to me.
By
being the sweetest 2-year-old in the world. Hugs. Eyes. Daddy, I don't want you to be busy. What does she want? She wants me to give her my attention. I say, no, I can't. I can't give you my attention now. Go play with your brother. Frowny face. Angry. Daddy, I don't like you anymore. You didn't do what I wanted. Now I'm angry with you.
So what is time now?
See, you'll shift from one approach to another to try and get what you want.
And
as we grow up, we're supposed to leave behind these childish ways. But many people don't. They keep trying to manipulate people around them. And manipulation is when you try to control someone with their emotions. You try to get them to do what you want. And you use more and more advanced tactics. And this happens all the time in our families. It's your mother's birthday. She invites you. Now here's the question, are you free or not? If you don't go, what will happen? The next time you see her, oh, she's all sad. Doesn't want to talk to you. You didn't come to my party. She's sulking. She's trying to manipulate you emotionally. You'll never disobey me that way again. You see, I'm going to make you sorry. I'm
going
to make you sorry that you didn't come to my birthday. Next time I invite you, you'll do what I want. That's manipulation.
If
you're afraid that if you don't do something, that someone else is going to make you feel guilty, then you're being manipulated by them.
Oh,
I had a friend, and he didn't go to like two or three of the family events.
He's
busy. He doesn't really want to be there. He doesn't
want
to catch up on all the cousins and their problems. After missing one or two family events, his uncle tells him on the phone, where do you expect to be buried when you die? It's manipulation. It's demonic. It's evil. It's akin to witchcraft.
But
the family is trying to control the individual, either making them feel ashamed or threatening them with exclusion. Why shouldn't they just make the whole situation free? If I'm invited and I don't want
to
go, why should I be forced to go? Why not make the gathering so much fun that everyone who's invited actually wants to go? And only those who want to be there go. And when they get there, they're happy to be there. And so they have a happier time together. That would be better. But what we do is we say, no, you have to be there. And so we get half the guys there don't want to be there. And they sit there like this. And they have nothing constructive to say in the conversation. They pretend to be friendly to people, and inside they're thinking, I'm a fraud. And when they leave, finally, they think, I'm glad I at least got a meal. But I wasn't really there. That's the problem with manipulation. You may get the person to do what you want, but you don't get their heart. The tools of manipulation
are
approval and disapproval.
Telewe mfanekena na wena tsfanekena.
Sulking.
Telemtungya.
Taking offense.
Temuratuina.
Or else being all sweet and nice.
Na mudmanom mafad mafnarta si mamam kel.
Shame and guilt.
Aria yenata si
whenever someone tries to bring you into a place of feeling guilty, punish you emotionally for not doing what they wanted,
ary manasazy anao ara-pietsepo satria anao tsy nanao an'izay zavatra tiany atao
You're in danger that you may be being manipulated.
Dia ohatrany efa nidiran-doza ianao hoe nisy olona naneritery anao tao nanararoatra anao.
When you try to make someone else feel bad.
Dia raha ianao kosa nefa nomezaka manao an'izay hoe ataonao ilay olona atsapa-tena ohatrany hoe ho ratsy mihitsy.
Maybe you mock them.
Mety hoe any aninao izy.
Or maybe you sulk.
Na ianao mihitsy no ilay midongy.
You're trying to make them feel guilty.
Ataonao izay ahatonga ny zareo atsapa-tena ho meloka.
You're being a manipulator.
Dia ianao izany izay ilay mpanararoatra na ilay mpaneritery.
In the kingdom of God,
ao anatin'ny fanjakan'Andriamanitra,
we have to break those old ways off us.
Dia mila esorintsika miala amintsika izany fomba taloha izany.
And we have to learn to keep other people free and keep ourselves free.
Dia mila tsika mianatra ataontsika izay hampalalaka tsara ny hafa sy tsika ihany koa malalaka.
You have to ask yourself, test yourself.
Dia anontanio mihitsy ny tenanao hoe ametrao ohatrany hoe testa kely mihitsy ny tenanao.
Are you doing something because it's right before God? It's the right thing to do?
We manao an'io zavatra io ve ianao satria hoe io ny zavatra tsara tokony atao satria io ny mety ao anatrehan'Andriamanitra ny anaovanao azy.
Or are you doing it to keep the peace because it's expected of you?
Sa ve hoe ataonao ilay zavatra mba hisian'ny filaminana satria andrandraina ianao anao an'ilay izy.
Are you doing it freely?
Manao an'ilay izy malalaka ve ianao hoe tsisy faneriterena?
With no fear of being made to feel guilty if you don't do it.
Ary ianao tsy manana an'izay tahotra izay mihitsy hoe raha tsy manao an'ity dia ohatrany hoe meloka.
Are you persuaded?
Hoe voaresy lahatra ve ianao?
There's an inside conviction that this is the right thing in the eyes of God.
Hoe misy tena hoe fandresen-dahatra ve avao anatinao avy ao hoe ity ny zavatra tena tsara sy mety ho anatrehan'Andriamanitra ho atao?
Or are you being pressured from the outside?
Sa ve hoe voatery avy amin'ny avy any ivelany ianao?
By other people's expectations that they put on you.
Misy hoe fiandrandran'olon-kafa apetrany eo aminao.
I've become allergic to manipulation.
Sa manokana dia efa tena lasa allergique an'izany resaka faneriterena izany.
I hate it so much I react against it.
Tena halako mihitsy ilay izy ka raha vao mandeha ilay izy dia tena ohatrany tonga dia manao hetsika manohatra an'izay.
Someone tells me you have to do this because it's expected of you.
Nefa misy olona miteny anao tsy maintsy manao an'ity ianao satria ianao ny andrandraina mba hanao an'io e.
A pastor wears a tie.
Ny pastera mila manao kravaty.
I say I will definitely not then.
Dia ozy zaka ay raha izany ary ilay dia tena tsy anao mihitsy.
You will not turn me into the pastor you want.
Ianao tsy afaka manodina nahako mihitsy na ho tonga an'ilay pastera tianao ho hita.
I will keep myself free.
Ataoko afaka tsara ny tenako.
Recently, someone had passed away. Someone had died.
Ny voaingana tsy ela izay dia nisy olona maty.
And I cared about the people involved and the grieving family.
Ary dia tena mikarakara an'ireo olona izay ao anatin'ilay izy ilay hoe ilay olona hoe malahelo ao anatin'ilay izy ahako.
And I wanted to go and visit them.
Ary dia tena te handeha mangy andry zareo
And I'd chosen in my mind a good time to go.
Dia izaho manokana ty anatin'ny saiko misafidy hoe izao amin'izao fotoana tahaka an'izao no tsara andehanako any.
And then a friend of mine emailed me.
Nandefa email taty amina.
And in his email,
dia tao anatin'ilay email ny tao
He was reminding me.
Nampatsiaro anao hoe
it would be good if you went.
Ho tsara kokoa ilay izy raha nandeha ianao.
No. How dare you try and push me?
Fa ina koa ny tena hoe asa ianao manosika anahako.
Something inside me rose up.
Tena ny zavatra vao anatiko avy eo ny tsangana.
My anti-manipulation radar.
Dia iny ilay radara an'ilay hoe tsy te azo an'ilay faneriterena fa ny tsangana.
I detect someone trying to pressurize me to do the right thing.
Iny fa nahita olona miezaka manery anahy hanao an'ilay zavatra hoe tokony atao.
I will not do it for him.
Dia tsy hanao an'izay ho anazy ahako.
I had luckily already made up my mind to go.
So ihany aloha fa efa niteny taty anatin'ny saiko hoe andeha.
I went freely.
Nandeha kalalahy anahako.
See, there has to be an inner conviction.
Tokony hoe misy faharesen-dahatra anao avao anatinao ao.
Otherwise, it's not true love.
Fa raha tsy izany dia tena tsy fitiavana marina ilay izy.
You mustn't have me at your funeral because of duty.
tokony hoe tsy maintsy ho anatin'ny fandevenana anao satria ohatrany hoe zay tsy maintsy tokony atao.
You must have me at your funeral because I loved you and you loved me.
Ary dia tokony ho anatin'ny fandevenana anao satria hoe tiako anao sady tia anahy anao.
I'll be there because there was a real care.
Tena hoe tongana satria tena misy hoe fikarakarako marina tokoa aho.
Not a pretense, not a facade.
Fa tsy modimody na hoe manao sarisarotavy.
Not an act.
Ary tsy ohatrany hoe hetsika hoentina atao fotsiny.
We mustn't manipulate people into stuff.
Tickets tokony aneritery ny hafa ho any amin'ny zavatra anankiray mihitsy.
Because then it's just a pretense and an act.
Fa raha izay no ataontsika dia ohatrany hoe lasa modimody fotsiny sy hetsika ataontsika fotsiny lesy fa tsy tena izy.
So let's read 2 Samuel 6.
Andao ho vakitsika ny Samuel faharoa toko fahaenina.
2 Samuel 6, this is just an example of an attempted manipulation.
Dia tia tamin'ny Samuel faharoa toko fahaenina tia dia ohatrany faneriterena anankiray nandramana natao izy ity.
It's one of my favorite examples.
Anisan'ny ohatra anankiray tena tiako be mihitsy izy ity.
In 2 Samuel chapter 6 and verse 16.
Samuel faharoa toko fahaenina dia nandiny fahaenina ambin'ny folo. Ary no ny tonga teo an-tananan'i Davida ny fiaran'i Jehovah dia nitsirika teo ambaravarankely Mikala zanaka vavin'i Saoly ka nahitan'i Davida mpanjaka ny bitaka sy nitsinjaka teo anatrehan'i Jehovah ka dia nikizaka azy tao am-pony izy.
The daughter of Saul,
le zanaka vavin'i Saoly,
sees her husband having a good time with the people.
Inaitan le vadiny fa lempitaka nitsinjaka niaraka tamin'ny olona.
But she isn't, he doesn't conform to the pattern of a husband she wants.
Ary izy tsy nanao an'le lamma tao an-tsaina ohatra ny zony anao ny vady tiako.
She thinks that a king should behave differently.
Izy ny eritreritra le ravehivavy hoe ny mpanjaka dia tokony ho hafa mihitsy ny fihetsika ataony.
She thinks he's behaving in a just disrespectful, he's not receiving enough respect.
Dia izy ny eritreritra hoe ohatrany tsy mety zao fihetsiny zao tsy mandray fanajana zao fihetsika ataony zao.
So she wants to control her husband.
Ka te hifehany le vadiny izy.
And so you see what she does now. Let's read from verse 20 to 23.
Dia andao vakitsika ny zavatra nataony le vehivavy e, andao vakitsika amin'ny manomboka amin'ny andininy fa 23.
20 to 23.
Fa 20 ka hatramin'ny fa 23. Ary Davida koa mba nody itsodranony ankohonany. Mikala zanaka vavin'i Saoly nivoaka hitsenan'i Davida ka nanao hoe akory ity voninahitry ny mpanjakan'ny Israely androany ilay nanary lamba ankeo teo imason'ny zanaka vavin'ny mpanompony tahaka ny adala manary lamba ka tsy manan-kenatra. Ary hoy kosa Davida tamin'ny Mikala teo anatrehan'i Jehovah izay ny fidy ahy no ny rainao sy ny ankohonany rehetra ka nanendry ahy ho mpanjakan'ny Israely olon'i Jehovah. Eny, teo anatrehan'i Jehovah no nitsinjahako ary mbola ivazina kokoa noho izany azaho ka ataoko tsinotsinona ny tenako nefa hiaraka anamboninahitra amin'ireo tovavy nantsoinao ireo koa ka dia tsy nananjanaka intsony mandra-pahafatin'ny Mikala zanaka vavin'i Saoly.
So you can see who was the winner and who was the loser.
Dia hitantsika tsara hoe iza ny nandresy dia iza ny resy.
She lost out.
Resy le vehivavy.
He would not surrender his freedom. She tried to make him ashamed. She mocked him. She said, "You behaved like you were undignified." She was sarcastic and said he made a fool of himself. All of this is because she's trying to control everything.
See,
what's important to her is how people appear before other people. Social graces. Society's expectations. And so she's offended because she wants to look important before the people. So to her, she's actually living under the fear of man. And she thinks that David's the same as her. She thinks that she can make him feel embarrassed. But something interesting happens. He says, I'll become even more undignified than this. Because I know I'm living for God. David knew he had the approval of God. So he did not have to bow to her or bow to the approval of man. He wasn't manipulatable. He couldn't be manipulated by her. Because God was more important to him than how man sees him. If you get that right,
you're saying,
God, I'm going to live to please
you.
God says this in advance. Even before you make that decision. The gospel says this. The gospel says you're accepted. The gospel says you belong. The gospel says you are the apple of God's eye.
You are his,
he approves you in Christ Jesus. God says you will always be good enough for me in Christ Jesus. You have a place in this family, you will never lose it. You will never be ashamed. Because he has covered over your shame. He has forgiven your sins. He has made you his very own. Why fear people? Why fear what people think of you? When you come to that revelation, what can man do to me? His opinion matters. I care what God thinks about me. What anyone else thinks?
Not so much.
I
want to
do what's right. I don't want to be offensive on purpose. I don't want to avoid funerals to hurt people. But I don't have to live under man's manipulation. The gospel says you are accepted in Christ. Live to please him. Let's pray. Father, help us to move to become a community that keeps one another free. If we've ever been trying to make people feel guilty,
tonga ny hafa tsapa tena ho meloka.
We try to make people feel ashamed.
Manao izay tonga ny olona tsapa tena ho menatra.
Or if we try to control people using emotional manipulation.
Na miezaka maneritery ny hafa izahay, miezaka hoe te hifehy ny hafa izahay dia maneritery andry zareo akolaka.
Help us to recognize it and help us to stop it.
Ampio izay mba tena hahita an'izany dia hitsahatra tsy hanao an'izany intsony.
In Jesus' name.
Amin'ny anaran'i Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.